full-time whistle here at Judges Road and in this junior interprovincial. Final score was Ulster 47, Connacht 12. Ulster outscored the Westerners by 7-2. Certainly in the second half, the Connacht team came back into the game very well in the last 25 minutes, and they were rewarded with two consolation scores. They had shown a lot of promise early on, but it was Ulster that scored first when it was a cross kick by young Casey Enniskillen out half, and Killian Thornton, the only Derry man who took the pitch at the start of the game, he caught it and over he went, and the crowd were very pleased with that. Out half, Colin Keyes, he converted that as he did quite well. He kicked 6 out of 7. And then further on, Derry scored again on strong forward play, so second old James right over. That was converted, making it 14-0. They kept on the pressure, and a third score came just after the quarter hour part when some very, very good passing movements, four passes, saw centre Curtis Pollock over in the corner. And then just before halftime, Ulster really were going well. Their pack had a great drive from a 5-metre line out, and Matthew Coulter, the Ballyclare hooker, he touched down. And just as before the halftime whistle, fullback Michael Orr, he finished off a lovely move of about 5 and 6 passes. Keyes converted 5 of those 6 tries, so Ulster turned around at the interval 33-0. They further extended their lead about 6 or 7 minutes into the second half, and again it was young Killian Thornton, the Derry winger, who finished off to have his brace of scores, and I'm sure he will be very pleased in his first Ulster jersey to have got 2 tries for his club. That was converted by Keyes. And in fact, Ulster didn't score until near the end. At this stage, on about 60 minutes, Connacht really come back into the game well and were rewarded when Ethan Griffin crossed and winger Ian Murphy converted very well from far out. Stephen Corr and David Graham, then two City Derry players, they come on then as replacements around about the 70-minute mark. And it was at that stage that Ulster got their final score when from a line-out, number 8, Jack Gamble, took quickly in the middle of a line-out and burst through. He surprised everyone, I think, including his own team. Over he went, and Keyes then had a 6th conversion to make it 47-7. Connacht finished with great gusto in that last 5 or 6 minutes, and really it was good to see they were awarded with a try from Lewis McVitie, a replacement winger, and that made the score, the conversion was missed, so that made the score 47-12. Very entertaining game. Thankfully, the weather stayed good. It's a bit overcast at the moment, but certainly the rain stayed away. Very big crowd here at Judges Road, obviously, to see these two junior interpros, because these are the guys that play the game for every Saturday and put themselves on the line. As I say, that's very much the amateur sport in this one. But a very, very good example, and certainly an Ulster side coached by Mark McKeever and also Richard McCarter, the Derry coach. They look to have a very good side, and certainly they look forward now to playing both the Munster and Leinster to see who's going to be the Interpro champions for 2024. Final score here at Judges Road in the Interprovincial Rugby match, it was Ulster 47, Connacht 12.